We check in now with Matt Warren, who's the editor of BuffaloRumblings.com, SB Nation's home for Buffalo Bills content. And Matt, I want to talk to you about the preseason game, but even before that, at the end of last week, news comes out that Tyrod Taylor ends up with a six-year deal that could end up being $92 million. When you started to look at the numbers and you started to look at the news and how it breaks down, what were some of your thoughts?
Well, actually, most Bills fans really like it once the numbers actually came out. That $92 million sounds like a lot for a guy who's only started 14 games in the NFL, but when you actually look at, like, guaranteed money, they always tell you to look at the guaranteed money. Really, the only guarantee he's got is, I think it's $9.5 million for the 2016 season. Everything beyond that is, like, a team option. So the Bills actually did something really similar with Percy Harvin a year ago. They signed him to a two-year deal and would have had to give him, like, this huge bonus if they wanted to keep him on the roster in 2016. So they kind of applied the same thing to this Tyrod Taylor deal. So he makes $9.5 million this year, and then a year from now he's due, I think, a $15.5 million option bonus in March and a $12 million salary. So if he plays well this year, he's going to get paid big money, and if he doesn't, the Bills can just kind of cut bait and have only paid him, I think it's like $11 million for two seasons as their starting quarterback, which would be a great value for them, even if he doesn't play great this year.
Now, from an efficiency standpoint, last season he had a pretty good season, 20 touchdowns, 6 picks. He added 4 more touchdowns on the ground in the 13 games that he played. So when you look at his football card kind of numbers, it really looks like he's a far better quarterback than his reputation is nationally, at least. What did you personally see from him in his first year as a starter?
Well, one of the things we liked about him was that he was willing to take chances down the field. And with Sammy Watkins and early in the season, it was Percy Harvin. With those guys, it was easy to see why. Like, he would just throw it up there and expect those guys to go get it. And he has the arm to do that. And we liked that. His escapability is something that you wouldn't see on the football card stats, like you said. And he was able to get out of the pocket and actually was pretty accurate outside of the pocket last year as well. So we liked what he was able to bring as far as the escapability and throwing the ball down the field. And what we're hoping is that he kind of takes that next step in his second season to see more of the middle of the field. Charles Clay was a guy that he didn't really develop a great rapport with, but the Bills paid him a whole lot of money last year. And so if he can start integrating that type of stuff to his game, I think we'll see even better football card stats.
For sure, and the rest of the country does not necessarily view him as a franchise-type quarterback, and perhaps that's just because it's one season as a starter, perhaps it's because of the Buffalo market, or perhaps they need to see more. But what do you think he needs to do this season for everyone to sort of accept him as, okay, he's in this club of guys that we can expect to be a starter for the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, right, yeah. Just looking at some of the off-season like power rankings of quarterbacks around the league, he's traditionally in that like 21, 22. I think ESPN had him at 28 in their list of starting quarterbacks, and we see him higher than that. But like you said, around the country, they don't necessarily see him like that. And we've already really talked about it. He had a good deep ball last year with Sammy and Percy. He had good running legs, and if you're a fantasy football player, you probably really loved having him on your team if he was on your team, because he was scoring a lot of points. But as far as being that franchise quarterback for to see the end of this contract, for instance, in 6 years, he's going to have to develop that intermediate passing game over the middle, being able to hit guys on drag routes and things like that. I mean, we know he's able to escape the pocket, we know he's able to run down the field and throw bombs, but in order to keep those bombs open, he's going to have to start hitting the underneath stuff, and that's what we need to see from him.
We're joined right now by Matt Warren, who's the editor of BuffaloRumblings.com, SB Nation's home for Buffalo Bills content. We're talking all things Tyrod Taylor and the rest of the preseason for the Buffalo Bills heading into 2016. Now, Matt, one thing that kind of surprised me was seeing the defense regress from the Doug Marrone regime into the Rex Ryan regime, because of Rex's incredible reputation, at least as a defensive-minded head coach. So coming into 2016, what are some things that they need to fix on that side of the ball?
Well, what Rex Ryan has done this offseason is really consolidate his position as the the master of Buffalo's defense. He brought in his twin brother, Rob, as an assistant head coach on the defensive side of the ball. He brought in Josh Reed, the future Hall of Famer, to help coach the defensive backs. He's bringing in his guys. And one of the things he tried to do at the beginning of last season was kind of marry his scheme with Jim Schwartz's scheme, which was so successful under Doug Marrone, as you said. They were leading the league in sacks. I mean, they just were getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, lots of different things. And that wasn't the way Rex wanted to run his defense, but he knew it was successful and had to make guys like Mario Williams happy. So he tried doing it both ways at the same time. And, you know, you can only ride one horse with one butt. You can't ride two different horses. And so he wasn't able to get both schemes married together. And so what ended up happening is it kind of fell apart. They weren't generating pressure, but then the cornerbacks weren't able to play up on the line of scrimmage as well either. And so just the whole thing kind of fell apart. As the season went on, you know, towards the last, month of the season, they were able to start getting more pressure and were doing kind of Rex's defense. But what he said this offseason was that it wasn't, quote, fully pregnant. I don't know what half pregnant is, but it wasn't fully pregnant. And so he's promising that this year it will be that fully pregnant. It's going to be his defense. He's brought in his guys. Everything so far has been his way or the highway. And they got rid of Mario Williams, who was kind of on the fence about it. You could see that he wasn't quite giving 100% on a lot of plays because he wasn't real happy about his role. So I think everything's kind of consolidated under Rex now, and it's kind of make it or break it as far as the defense goes. And I think that might actually be the only way he gets fired, is if the defense continues to stay well below mediocre and doesn't do well, even though he's brought in all these guys to kind of consolidate his defensive scheme.
Well, one of the national narratives, Matt, that we keep on hearing is it's playoff or bust for the Buffalo Bills in Rex Ryan's coaching job this year. That's not necessarily the way you're viewing it then, right?
I don't think that that's the case. I would be surprised. We have a new owner, Terry Pegula, who has only been with the Bills for one season. And in a recent radio interview locally, he said that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the playoff drought's only one year. Well, obviously that's not the case. But from his perspective, it is. It has been since January 2000, since the Bills played in the playoff game. But the ownership change kind of plays into that. You know, they like the general manager, Doug Whaley. They like the head coach, Rex Ryan. It's difficult. Now that they've given Tyrod this contract, you know, they're essentially saying, well, look, you've got a quarterback. You've put a ton of money on defense or on offense. You're supposed to be this defensive guru. But then even in the last month, they've lost Shaq Lawson. Well, I guess that was earlier. Shaq Lawson for a big chunk of the season, their first-round pick, and then second-round pick Reggie Ragland is going to be out for the entire year after tearing his ACL and meniscus in his knee and having surgery. So even then they can kind of be like, well, some of our big players that we were counting on got injured. So I don't see it as a playoff or bust. Now, that being said, if they go like 3-13, I don't think that there's a way he can save his job. But sure, if the defense improves even slightly, I'm anticipating the offense regressing just because they – far exceeded most people's expectations last year. So if they can get to, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 wins and get into the Jeff Fisher sweet spot, I think we should be okay as far as like keeping him around for one more year.
Oh man, the Jeff Fisher sweet spot. Everybody's been having a lot of fun with that one this week. Anyways, he is Matt Warren, editor of BuffaloRumblings.com, that you can read his work. You can also follow him on Twitter at MattRichWarren. Matt, appreciate the insight heading into the Buffalo Bills 2016 season, and look forward to having you on at some point during it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.